Welcome to Live Life Better. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and today I want to share with you something that came to me from the desk of Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri. It's about safety for school bus riders, and this is a really important thing for you to go over with your children. And last month he talked about safety for young pedestrians walking to and from school. And, you know, the sheriff really has a terrific finger on what can go wrong. So let me share with you what he said. You know, as a driver, you should know when to stop for a school bus, but you should also talk to the children and grandchildren in your life about how they can be safe bus riders. According to National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, school buses are extremely safe vehicles. Their visibility, size, weight, and the way they distribute crash forces all combine to make fatalities extremely rare. The more significant damages come when kids are waiting for the bus and getting on and off it. And you know, when I drive in the morning and I'm around, I see so many terrible behaviors, kids stepping into the street, paying attention to their phones. So this is really important. So let's start with one of the first things that Sheriff Bob Gualtieri said. Walking to the bus stop alone for the first time can be a step towards a child's independence, but it's also a good time to remind them about personal safety, he said. Be sure they know the number of the bus, the name of the driver, and the location where they'll be dropped off at the end of the day. Have a plan in place for what to do if your child misses the bus or if the bus doesn't show up. And remind your children never to talk to strangers at the bus stop. And they should never, ever accept a ride from anyone. So it's a good idea for families to have a secret code word that a friend could provide if a parent authorizes them to pick the child up. So Sheriff Bob Gualtieri from the county has another great tip, and he says that, you know, kids should remember that buses are big. They have lots of blind spots. They always need to act as if the bus driver might not see them. So when they're waiting for the bus, they should arrive a little early so they're in place and more easily seen. If your child's dashing to catch up to the bus last minute, they're more at risk of being hit by a car or a bus themselves. So this is really important. And for younger children, you of course know this, parents, you should stay with them if possible. Another great tip from Sheriff Bob Gualtieri is when the bus comes, children should not approach it until it has come to a complete stop, activated its flashing lights, and deployed its stop arms. And then they should wait until the driver opens the door and signals that it's safe to board. And if a kid is approaching the bus from the other side of the street, they should wait until all vehicles have stopped. Then they should look left, right, and left again. The driver might signal them when it's safe to cross, but they should always check for themselves too. And again, driving around, you see the most people don't pay attention. So your kids are your first line of defense, and they should know what to do. And if they are too young to understand, then an adult, trusted adult, should be with them. Another great tip from Sheriff Bob Gualtieri is to remind children that just because they can see the bus doesn't mean the bus driver can see them. Kids should walk 10 to 12 feet in front of a bus to make sure they are well within the driver's line of sight. They shouldn't walk close to the back of the bus, and they should stay away from the tires too. So whether they're on foot, bike, skateboard, or any other time, kids should think about where they will land if they fall. And they should keep their distance to make sure they cannot fall in the path of a vehicle or under the bus tires. You know, we talk a lot about the dangers of distracted driving. Parents can be easily distracted by the kids roughhousing in the back seat. And so please ask your children not to distract the school bus driver, screaming, throwing things, or walking in the aisles on the bus. Kids should sit down immediately, put their seatbelt on if there is one, keep the aisle clear, and keep noise to a minimum. And back to school time is an exciting time for children, but don't let them be careless. It's your job to talk to your children about this and to make sure they stay safe. We want to thank Pinellas County Sheriff's Bob Gualtieri and Laura Sullivan, the public relations specialist, for sharing this important from the desk of Bob Gualtieri safety reminder.